بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We move on to the fiqh of janaza, understanding the laws and masail pertaining to the moments before death a person is in sakarat al-maut, and you have the opportunity of being present. What are the rules and what are the laws, what are the masail pertaining to that moment and that situation? How do you deal with the situation? The person who is about to part from this world, how should he be treated? And what are the activities that should be carried out on that occasion? And then we'll move on to post-death. What should be done with the person immediately after he dies? We go on to the ghusl, the shrouding in the kafan, and then of course the burial of the deceased person. The person who is in sakarat al-maut, he is known in the terminology of fiqh as a muhtadar. Muhtadar means one who has been approached. Approached by what? Approached by death. Death has approached him. So you are there, and it's quite obvious. Signs of death are clearly seen on this person, and you know that he is now leaving this world. He is moving from one realm into the next realm. Then we will refer to this person as a muhtadar. What should you do when we see this and we realize this person is passing away? Number one, it is sunnah to let him lie on his right side facing the qibla. That is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you place him on very gently, move him, place him on the right side, ensure that he is facing towards the qibla as a person would normally sleep. When a person sleeps at night, that is the sunnah position that one adopts. He may be positioned to lie on his back with his feet towards the qibla. This is also allowed. Sometimes it's difficult, especially during those moments, to have him move to that position. So it's fine to leave him on his back, and you will raise his upper body slightly so that his face is towards the qibla and his feet will be facing the qibla as well. If moving the muhtabar causes him any discomfort, then leave him in any convenient position. But if that also is going to cause him discomfort, remember, the muhtabar at that moment, he's moving from one realm, coming back into the realm of this dunya, and it's a very, very delicate situation, and he is in a very delicate position. And that is why we should be absolutely considerate at that moment, because this fear that has gripped him, he realizes what is happening, he's witnessing things from the unseen world, and then he comes back into this realm, and there is this transition that's taking place from one realm into the next realm. So we have to be very considerate towards this person, and very calm and very relaxed, and we shouldn't become hysterical around him and enhance the fear that he is already experiencing. So if moving him is going to cause him inconvenience and it's going to cause him discomfort, you don't want to do anything that will cause him to leave this world in a discomfort and in perhaps an agitated state. The recital of Surah Yasin and Surah Ra'd is recommended. What should be recited? Surah Yasin, those who are present, and Surah Ra'd. Prompt him very gently. This is called talqin. Encouragement without insistence. You don't instruct him, you don't command him, but just very gently recite the shahada next to him. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu an la, like this. Just keep on gently, and not all the time. Don't insist, don't instruct, don't command him, don't shout it out. Don't scream it at him. Just every now and then say the shahada to him in the hope that he will recite the shahada and leave this world while reciting the kalima. Be kind and patient. Never leave him alone. Don't leave him alone, all by himself. Family members should always be there. And he should be surrounded by those whom he has a good relationship. Try somebody with whom he had a bad relationship for whatever reason, then try not to have that person present at that moment. He would like to see people around him with whom he enjoyed a good relationship. You don't want him leaving this world with negative perception and negative thoughts about anyone that is present over there. So never leave him alone. Give him hope. At this point and at this moment, you must only give hope. Only speak of Jannah. Only speak of Allah's rahmah. Speak of all the good that he did during his life. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah and the Sahaba. When they came to a muhtabar, they would just fill his heart with hope. And why is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that none of you should die except that he has good thoughts about Allah. So in leaving this world, he must leave this world with positive thoughts about Allah. He must look forward to Jannah. He must be reminded of paradise. He must be reminded of Allah's rahmah and mercy. That is the state in which he should leave this world. Allah Ta'ala will treat him according to the expectation that he has about Allah at the time when he's going from this world. There is no Islamic teaching of putting flowers, candles, etc. in the deceased's room, right? So none of that is part of Islam, where maybe flowers are brought in and candles are brought in and these type of practices are carried out. That has nothing to do with Islam and should be avoided. May Allah grant us the understanding.